Someone knocked lightly at the shutters on the front door.
Oh, I bet that's him,
Santa said eagerly.
Tell him I had to go, honey.
Go? Where are you going to, Irene? The man's right by the front door.
He is, huh?
Let me go take a look.
Santa opened the door and pushed the shutters outward.
Hey, Mr. Robichaud,
she said into the night to someone whom Mrs. Riley couldn't see.
We've been waiting for you. My friend Miss Riley here has been wondering where you was. Come on in out the cold. Yeah, Miss Battaglia, I'm sorry I'm a little late, but I had to take my grandchildren around the neighborhood. They're raffling some rosaries for the sisters.
I know, Santa said. I bought a chance from a little kid just the other day. They're beautiful rosaries. A lady I know won the outboard motor the sisters was raffling last year.
Mrs. Riley sat frozen on the sofa, staring into her drink as if she had just discovered a roach floating in it.
Irene! Santa cried. What you doing, girl? Say hello to Mr. Robichaud.
Mrs. Riley looked up and recognized the old man whom Patrolman Mancuso had arrested in front of D.H. Holmes.
Glad to meet you,
Mrs. Riley said to her drink.
Maybe Miss Riley don't remember,
Mr. Robichaud told Santa, who was beaming happily.
But we met before. To think you two are old friends,
Santa said happily.
It's sure a small world.
Aye, aye, aye,
Mrs. Riley said, her voice choked with misery.
Eh, la, la.
You remember,
Mr. Robichaud said to her.
It was downtown by Holmes. That policeman tried to take in your boy, and he took me in instead.
Santa's eyes opened wide.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Riley said. I think I remember now. A little.
It wasn't your fault, though, Miss Riley. It's them police. They're all a bunch of communists.
Not so loud, Mrs. Riley cautioned. They got thin walls in this building.
She moved her elbow and knocked her empty glass off the arm of the sofa.
Oh, Lord. Santa, maybe you ought to go tell Angelo to run along. I can get me a taxi. Tell him he can run out the back way. It's easier for him, you know?
I see what you mean, honey.
Santa turned to Mr. Robichaud.
Listen, when you seen my friend and me down by the bowling alley, you didn't see no man with us, huh? You ladies was all alone.
Wasn't that the night A got himself arrested?
Mrs. Riley whispered to Santa.
Oh, yeah, Irene. You come by for me in that car of yours. You remember the fender came loose entirely right in front of the bowling alley?
I know. I got it in the back seat. Ignatius is the one made me wreck that car. He got me so nervous from the back seat.
No, Mr. Robichaud said. The one thing I can't stand is a poor loser or a bad sport. If somebody does me dirt, Santa continued, I try to turn the other cheek. You know what I mean? That's the Christian way. Ain't that right, Irene?
That's right, darling,
Mrs. Riley agreed half-heartedly.